Sunday, Adar Kislev, Rabbi Gedalia Liebman, Amir Lenochri.
Good morning. First of all, thank you to the organizers for giving me the schus to take part in Start Your Week the Torah Way. The subject is going to be Amir Lenochri. Telling a non-Jew on Shabbos to do a melacha for you. I'm going to start with something slightly on the side. Even those who don't know Yiddish so well are familiar with the expression Nishabbos Karet. Nishabbos Karet means that I'm about to say something that I'm not allowed to say on Shabbos. But before I say it, I'm going to tell you that I'm not allowed to say on Shabbos. There's things you're not allowed to say on Shabbos. There's a pasuk in Yishaya, V'chibadotoy, Ma'aseh Yistrechechom, Tzechev Tzechev, V'dabar Dovor. Yet you mechabed the Shabbos from... As I learn from the different words of the pasuk, different Yisurim, which are really midrabbonon, which they shemich on the pasuk. On Shabbos you can't walk the same way you walk in the weekday. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos, for example. In Tzechev Tzechev, you're not allowed to organize your things on Shabbos. You're not allowed to... Some which is a melacha, you're not allowed to start preparing to do it on Shabbos. And v'dabar dovor shelo yeh diburcha b'Shabbos ki diburcha b'chol. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to speak the same sort of speak as the weekday. And like every set of halachas, there's a gdora, there's gdorim of exactly what's mutter and what's asur. But for example, it's also to speak about something which is also to do on Shabbos, that you're going to be doing it in the weekday. I'm going to doing this in this business deal, I'm going to be flying tomorrow, or things like that, halachura also to say on Shabbos. So the minig is that before you say it, I mean, people are not so makbid, and sometimes start with Nishabbos Karet. So halachura is a very strange thing, because to even understand, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's difficult to understand, because derech klal, whatever of a person is, if chas v'sholem somebody wants to do an avera, so it doesn't start off and make an announcement that I'm going to do an avera. He tries to pretend he's not doing an avera, hide from the fact of an avera. Somebody has temptation to speak some rechilas. He throws in, he doesn't say, everybody, I'm going to say some rechilas. Seems very strange. But derech klal, people understand it, that yoyis the issa is, shaloi diburcha b'Shabbos, ki diburcha b'choil, you shouldn't speak weekday talks. If you say that it's not fitting for Shabbos, so then it makes it a little bit more Shabbos-dick. The problem is, it doesn't seem to be much of a makor for such a thing, that if you say, if you mention it's Shabbos, if you mention you shouldn't say it, that it helps. So I thought perhaps, where the minhag started, or what the meaning, the way it's supposed to work, is the din is, and this din of shaloi diburcha b'Shabbos, diburcha b'chol, that remez, dibur also remez mutter, it's mutter to say something b'remez. Everybody's familiar with the issa that you're not allowed to tell a goy to do certain things. And everyone also knows that in certain situations you can say a remez. You can say it, you don't say beferish, you don't say clearly. You're maramas, you say a hint that the person, the guy will understand what to do. This is based because one of the reasons, we'll speak in a moment, one of the reasons for the issa of Amir al-Nakhri is you shouldn't speak weekday talk. Okay? And that's how the remez helps. So I thought maybe also over here, the way it's supposed to work is when you say Shatni Shabbos Kuvet, what you're really saying is as follows. I'm saying halacha, I'm not saying I'm flying tomorrow to New York. I'm saying you're not allowed to say on Shabbos I'm flying tomorrow to New York. Ni Shabbos Kuvet, you're not allowed to say on Shabbos that I'm doing this and this business deal. And the person understands, why are you saying this halacha? Why are you saying halacha is you're not allowed to say on Shabbos that I'm flying tomorrow to New York? Because you're flying tomorrow to New York. So maybe that's the way this thing developed, an idea. Moving back to, as I said, one of the reasons for Amir Lenochri is this Issa V'dabar Dovor. Just to go back a little bit, the Issa of Amir Lenochri, of telling a non-Jew to do a melacha for you on Shabbos, is actually spread out all over Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting, all over Hilchos Shabbos. It starts right from the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos and continues all the way almost to the end of Hilchos Shabbos. The reason for this is the Shulchan Aruch is written not in the order of noisim, of subjects. It doesn't start with the yesodos and then move over to the details. Because Shulchan Aruch is the laid out table supposed to tell you what to do and what not to do. And because of that, Shulchan Aruch is written as Seyda Ayoyim. It's written in the order of the day. So it starts with halachas of Erev Shabbos and moves on to the beginning of Shabbos and moves through Shabbos to Motzei Shabbos. That's the way the Seyda of Shulchan Aruch is written in the Hilchos Shabbos. So this Issa of Amir Lenochri begins, there's things already from Erev Shabbos that you're not allowed to do. See? You're not allowed to even Erev Shabbos organize certain things to tell a goy to do on Shabbos. And the truth is it begins not only Erev Shabbos, not only Friday, even sometimes Sunday. If you want to rent, if you have a car rental and you're renting a car to a goy, so he's going to be using the car on Shabbos, you have a shayla. Are you allowed to? You're not allowed to. So these things not necessarily happen on Erev Shabbos. It could be happening from the beginning of the week or a business deal. So that's how Shulchan Aruch begins. It begins right in the beginning of the week, how you just start praying for Shabbos. So, then it moves on to things that... So therefore, these halachas of Menachri are the opening of the Vilchus Shabbos, almost. The second siman of Vilchus Shabbos begin with these halachas of how to prepare for Shabbos way before Shabbos. Then a little later in Shulchan Aruch, siman Reishon Beis, we have the halachas of literally Erev Shabbos, that what you would tell a non-goy to do for you on Shabbos, to organize what's mutter and what's asur. And then it moves on to the beginning of Shabbos, Reishai Vav, discussing the candles with a goy. And this way it moves through to Shin Vav and Shin Zayin, where it has the halachas in the middle of Shabbos, of Dabar Dovar. And then Shin Chof Hei, at the end of after Shabbos, how you can have a Noah from what a goy does. Because again, the Issa of Amir Nochri begins with certain things, Erev Shabbos, and there's also Issurim on Shabbos. However, so the reason I'm saying this is because to point out that the Issur on Erev Shabbos and the Issur on Shabbos isn't always the same Issur. Bechlalus, I think we can divide the Issa of Amir Nochri, that there's two reasons for this Issa. There's two reasons why you're not allowed to tell a goy to do something for you on Shabbos. The first reason, we'll say what we said first, is what we mentioned already, that you're not allowed to speak weekday talk on Shabbos. So if I'm not allowed to say on Shabbos that I'm flying tomorrow, or you're not allowed to tell somebody else, do this and this for me tomorrow, Motzei Shabbos, there's no malacha involved. But because I'm talking about doing on Sunday, I can't tell my friend, on Sunday do me a favor and do my garden, do malachas in my garden, or clean my house, anything which involves malachas, I can't tell him on Shabbos, do on Sunday. Why? Because it's weekday talk. So if I'm not allowed to tell someone to do on Sunday, I'm also not allowed to tell a goy to do on Shabbos, because it's also weekday talk. I'm telling him to do this and this, which is a melacha. So b'meila, it's also to do on Shabbos. That's one issa. But then there's another issa. Sometimes, a goy is doing something for me, or for example, if I tell a goy to do something for me, Erev Shabbos, say, when it comes Shabbos, do me a favor, and clean my house, go buy me something, whatever, a malacha, or either malacha, deraisa, or drabonon, it doesn't make a difference. I tell him, Erev Shabbos, do something on Shabbos. Here there's no problem of a dabe dover. Here there's no problem of speaking weekday talk, because I'm speaking on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, it's still asur, because there's another issa. We'll go into the details a little later as we move on, but we'll call it shlichus. The goy is my shliach. When I tell the goy to do it for me, so he's my shliach. Now we know there's a rule in Kol HaTorah Kula, Shluchu Shaladim Kamoisai. The shliach of a person, if I need to do B'dikas Chometz, I need to check for my Chometz, and I tell you to do B'dikas Chometz for me. So it's considered like I did B'dikas Chometz. Yeah. We learn this from Truma. The Pasuk says, came to Rimu Gam Atem. So we learn Atem Rabbi Shluchachem. I have a mitzvah to take truma on my produce, but I can appoint a shliach to take truma on my produce, and it's considered like I did it. It's considered like the mishaleach, the one who sent him, did the mitzvah. So there's a rule, shluchu shaladim kamoisai. The discussion, Rabbi Engel discusses three dargas and shlichas. What does it mean? Is it like the maaseh is mishaleach to me? Is it like I'm doing the action? Or is it like he is me? There are three different dargas. He goes through exactly what shlichas is. Whatever way it is, shluchu shaladim kamoisai. Now, so b'meila, if a goy, now even though shluchu shaladim kamoisai is only by a yid, by a goy there's no shlichas, ain't shlichas anochri. However, that's all midaraisa. But rabbanon, yeh shlichas anochri l'chumra. Midrabanon, a nochri, a non-Jew, l'chumra is considered my shliach. So b'meila, if a goy is doing something for me, I appointed him to do something for me on Shabbos, so he's my shliach, so it's like I'm doing on Shabbos. Midrabanon. And if midrabanon, I'm doing an isser. That's another reason for Amir and Nochri. So we have two reasons. One reason is you're speaking weekday things on Shabbos, and the other reason is because the goy is your shliach. Now there's nafka minhag between these two reasons. The ones that we already pointed out is if the issa is only b'davar dovar, the issa would only be on Shabbos. Whereas before Shabbos, there would be no issa. Comes the issa of shlichus and tells me, no, even before Shabbos, if I tell the goy to do something for me, the fact that he's doing it as my shliach, he's doing it for me, so it's considered like I'm doing it, and therefore it's asur. Because of this also, because of the shlichas, is also another issa. That sometimes, we won't have the chance today to go into the prote halachas, but that sometimes when a guy is doing something even on his own, I didn't tell him to do it for me, I didn't ask him, he decides to do it for me, and I have to actually stop him, I have to be moicha. I have to stop him. Over here, there's certainly no problem with Abu Dover. I didn't tell him to do anything. Here again, the problem is shlichas. The problem is that he's doing the malacha, it's considered like I'm doing the malacha, and mamela, I have to stop him from doing it. What's the nafkamin of Issa of David Dover? So one nafkamin is on Shabbos you're not allowed to tell a goy to do something for you on Motzei Shabbos. Obviously, as far as shlichus is concerned, this is not a problem because he's doing the melacha for you in a time when you yourself are allowed to do the melacha. So there wouldn't be any problem. Aber since I'm with Abedov, I'm speaking about weekday things, so that's also awesome. So we have these two reasons, and the nafkaminis, some nafkaminis between the two reasons. Okay, now coming to the first reason, which I call Shlichus. The first reason that I said, that's what's in Chura, that's what's referred to in Olo Shas, Amir, and Ochri Shvus. Now there's an issue to tell a guy to do something on Shabbos, in Chura, that's the reason of Shlichus. However, the Gdara we gave of Shlichus, there's Gdeli Achreinim who argue and say there's no such things as Shlichus on Shabbos. The Chassam Sofer, and he brings the Beis Meir, and there's others who say that Shabbos is different to other Yisurim. Regular Issa, I'll take an extreme example, because it's very obvious and clear over there. Take the Issa of Ritzicha Hashem, somebody murders, murdering. So Ritzicha, it's obvious that the reason the Torah tells me not to do such a thing isn't just because the Torah doesn't want me to do it. Rather, the result is the problem, or at least also the problem. The Torah doesn't want this person, it doesn't want the Ritzicha to happen. Not just doesn't want me to be a Ritzicha, right? Come these Achreinim, the Chassam Sofer and the Beis Meir, and say, and others, I think Bnei Yeshua also mentioned such a svara, and say that Shabbos, there's no problem with the Melacha happening. The issue on Shabbos isn't that the Melacha was done, isn't that the world isn't resting, isn't that Melacha was done in the world. The problem of Shabbos, the Indian of Shabbos is that the Guf Yisrael should be Nach, the person should rest. So since the Indian of Shabbos is that the person should rest, so there's no room on Shabbos for Shlichus. Shlichus only works when the thing is supposed to happen. If the thing is supposed to happen, so instead of me doing it, I can give it to somebody else to do. He's doing the thing, and it's considered like I'm doing the thing. But if there's no point in the thing happening, it doesn't make a difference if it happens or not happens. The question is whether I'm resting. So who cares? I'm sending a Shliach to do a Melacha for me. While he's doing the Melacha, I'm resting. So there's no problem. In other words, even if it's considered like I'm doing the melacha, but I'm doing the melacha and at the same time I'm resting, so it's okay. There wouldn't be a problem. The problem with doing a melacha is that you're not nach, you're not resting at that time. That's the way that they understand the Isra of Shabbos. They even have a right. One of the things that support them is the fact that if Chom say Mir Nochri Shvus, they say if it's Shlichus, call it Teri Kula the Shlichus Nochri L'Chumra. So Rabbi Rabban L'Chumra. So what's the special? Is it they say no? Shabbos there's no such thing as Shlichus. There's no such thing as Shlichus. Shabbos, the reason why you can't tell a non-Jew it's like Shlichus, but it's not really Shlichus. There's no such thing as Shlichus. There's no such thing as somebody doing something that's considered like I do it. Even though in the Rishonim already you have the Lashon of Shlichus, as far as the Issa of Shabbos. But L'Chura, they explain it as if it's Shlichus, but it's not Shlichus Mamesh, because Shlichus isn't Shaykh. The main thing is that I should rest. That's what they say. On the other hand, you have other Achreinim, Rishonim, Chukma, Rav, who no understands that no, Issa Shabbos is the Issa, it's Shlichus Mamesh, and the Issa of Amir Nochri Shvus, that is the Issa of Kolot Erekula, Yesh Amir Nochri L'Chumra. But let me just sum up again. Well, all the years of this, they say, one is everyone agrees to, it's the Dabed Ofer. One reason you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew is because you're speaking weekly things on Shabbos, that's clear. The other Issa, what exactly is the Hagdara, the definition of the Issa? Is it because when the non-Jew is doing it, it's as if I'm doing it, he's my Shliach? Or is it because, by Shabbos, is there no room for Shlichus, and really the Issa is a slightly different Issa? That the Chom Masr needs to tell a non-Jew, and it's considered as if it's Shlichus, but it's not Shlichus, that's a Machlokes between the daily Achreinim. And there's a very interesting afkamina between these two ways of understanding what Amir and Nochri is. It's an afkamina that could be a lemaisa. Most people, it's not even oila ladas, that could be an isser. But the truth is, it's a shayla of an isser deraisa. If I'm sitting over here and I call somebody in America on Friday afternoon and I ask him to do me a favor and I send him as my shliach to buy something for me in the store, because I want to buy something for a friend who has a simcha. Do me a favor, go to the store and buy him a gift. So, Kmuvin Master Matan and Shabbos Nisr Abonon, so you're not allowed to send somebody, so they would be a Shayla of Nisr Abonon. Don't tell him to do Nisr the Raisa. So, and when he does it, so for him it's ready Choyl, 5 hours behind, so him it's still Friday afternoon, but he does it 3 hours later. For me it's Shabbos, I called him now for Shabbos. For me it's Shabbos, and for him it's still the weekday. So, if we say there's an Isra on Shabbos of Shlich, so by a Goy, Shlich is only Midrabonon. So, therefore, it's only an Isra Drabonon. But over here it's a Yid. Let me just explain. But there are klal, ain't shlichus advar vera. But there are klal, there's no such thing as asking a goy, another, if I, there's no shayla, if I tell a Yid to do a melacha for me on Shabbos, is it considered like I did the melacha or not? It's not a shayla. Because ain't shlichus advar vera. Since the person is doing an avera, we say it's not considered the mashaleach doing it. But over here we're talking about a case where the shliach is not doing an avera. There's no avera of the shliach. He's doing it on Friday afternoon. The only problem is that since what he's doing as my shliach. So he's doing is considered like I'm doing it. So for me, it's an avera. So here the shlichus will work. And churam over and it's a Shabbos, and it could be here to midraisa. Because when it comes to a non-Jew, it's only midrabbanon. Shlichus is only midrabbanon. But by a yid, shlichus is midraisa. So according to the shittas as a whole, there's an issa shlichus and Shabbos. There is shayach shlichus. So what would come out is the churam would be also to tell a non-Jew, to tell a yid in America to do melacha for me when it's Shabbos for me. The same thing the other way around. Obviously, you wouldn't be able to call him on Shabbos, but if somebody is in Eretz Yisrael, if I call somebody in Eretz Yisrael and tell him every day to do something for me at this and this time, also the same shaila as businesses that have branches in different countries, so based on the different contracts, it could be considered that the workers are shluchim of the balabos, of the owner of the business, and in which case, if they're doing it at a time for them is weekday, but for the balabos is Shabbos, it could be a shaila of shlichus that's considered like the person is doing the yisr. So, now, so the truth is that this shaila, we have a very similar shaila in Shulchan Aruch, Feresh Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. And so that's, so we'll bring it down a moment, we'll discuss it a moment and see if it's similar and what comes out from there. This shaila, this same shaila of MS, everybody has in the house every Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, well, not everybody, but Derech Klal, every Erev Shabbos, your wife lights Shabbos candles, she's in Kabbal Shabbos. And then, for you, you haven't yet been Mekabel Shabbos, and there's still a chveis, a few last things that you plan to do in the next 2-3 minutes. And the question is whether your wife can tell you, oh, the light over here is on, can you turn off the light? Can you turn on the oven? Can you? Is your wife in Mekabel Shabbos? So the same thing, one person is Mekabel Shabbos early, another person is Mekabel Shabbos later. The same shaila. Can somebody who's already been Mekabel Shabbos tell you what to do when for him it's Shabbos, for you it's not Shabbos. So l'chura, if it is a problem of shlichus, so when you do it, for you it's not Shabbos. But it's considered like that person's doing it, and that person, it's for him it's already Shabbos. So the Emma says it's a fair shalach and shulchan aruch, mechaber, that it's based on a rashba, that it's mutter. Since if one person kabbal Shabbos early, he's allowed to do melacha for somebody who wasn't yet mekabel Shabbos. Sorry. If somebody was not yet mekabel Shabbos, he's allowed to do melacha for someone who was mekabel Shabbos early. It's a fair shalach. The question is, what's the reason for this halacha? So Emma says we find two reasons. The Makar of the Halacha is a Rashba. The Rashba says a reason, he says it's similar to a case, as Halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that if somebody, that I'm allowed to ask you on Shabbos to take something outside of my tchum. In other words, the din is each person has a tchum based on where their shavus, where they rest for Shabbos. That's where their tchum is. Sometimes you can have a situation where your tchum is different than my tchum. So the question is, can I tell you to move something when it's outside of my tchum, but it's inside your tchum? So the halacha is you're allowed to. So why? Because for you it's not an issur. So I'm not telling you to do an issur. So the Rashba says the same thing. If one person it's Shabbos, the other person it's weekday. So the person who it's Shabbos can tell the person who for him it's weekday to do a malacha. Because for him it's not an issur. Rashba compares the two things. Now, there's another reason in the Levush, which is that when you mekabel Shabbos early, you only mekabel on things that negate to you. You mekabel Shabbos that you're mekabel Shabbos, but you're not mekabel Shabbos but negate to other people. You're not mekabel Shabbos on things that other people should also be mekabel. And therefore, when it comes to anything connected to shlichus, when it comes to anything that he's doing for me, over there already he's allowed to do it. Even though I'm mekabel Shabbos, I can tell him to do something because that wasn't mekabel on me. In other words, I'm not mekabel a full fledged Shabbos. If we say it in the Oasis, we used before, it's like, even if you hold, like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that Shabbos, there is Shlichus, the Shabbos is the world and that's the rest, when I'm Mekabel Shabbos early, I'm only Mekabel with Shabbos of the Chasam Sofer. I'm only Mekabel that I'm going to rest. I'm not Mekabel the world's going to rest. And therefore, there's no problem to tell somebody else to do Melacha. So you have these two reasons. The question is, what are the places of each reason? So I'm not going to go through, but in Shulchan Aruch Rav, he has a long shtickle in Kuntus Akron, Mechiyach, and I'm just going to say the Maskonah. I'm just going to say the Maskonah. So he's Mechiyach that the two reasons are connected to the two Yisurim of Shabbos. It's a Shitosei, but the two Yisurim. There's one reason why you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do a goy to Melach on Shabbos is because of Dabar Dabar. You're speaking about weekday things. There's another reason because he's your Shliach. So the same thing is over here. There's two problems. When I'm Mekabel Shabbos early, and I tell somebody else who's not yet Mekabel Shabbos do a Melacha, there's two problems. There's one problem that he's my Shliach. He's my Shliach doesn't help, but for him it's Mutter. Doesn't help that I'm telling him to do something that's Mutter. Who cares I'm telling him to do something that's Mutter? But the Ma'is is Mesiachas to me. It's as if I do it, and for me it's Osir. So I'm telling him to do something that's Mutter, but for me it's Osir. That's one problem. And that, so for there, I need the beer of the Levush. I need what the Levush says, that I'm Mekabel Shabbos, I'm only Mekabel Shabbos for myself, I'm not Mekabel Shabbos to others. I'm not Mekabel Shabbos that will ask even Shlichus. Then there's another problem. I'm doing the Nissa with Abadover. I'm speaking about weekday things on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. For that problem is where the Rashba says that for him it's not an Issa, and therefore it's not weekday things, it's Shabbos things. Since for him it's not an Issa, since for him this Beloch is Heta, so what I'm speaking about is Shabbos Nika things. So again, there's two reasons in the Rashba and in the Levush, why if I'm a Kabbal Shabbos early, I'm allowed to tell somebody who's not yet a Kabbal Shabbos to do a Melocha. One reason is, I'll explain it according to Maskana. One reason is the Rashba. Because since for him it's not Shabbos, it's not a Melocha. That's to explain how the Dabradovra works. How I'm not speaking about weekday things. Because it's not a weekday thing, for him it's not a Melocha. Then you have the other reason, the reason of the Levush, that I'm a Kabbal Shabbos is only a personal Kabbalah. It's not how it affects. I'm not Mekabbal in a way that it should affect other people as well. That's to explain, to deal with the problem of Shlichus. He's doing it, consider like I'm doing it. So it's not enough that it's a weekly thing, but if I'm doing it, it's a Shabbos thing. If I'm doing it, it's an Isser. For that, we say I wasn't Mekabbal that to myself. According to this, when it comes to our Shaila, of let's take a straightforward example of me here in London calling somebody from in New York and telling him to do a melacha for me, I'm an hour before Shabbos. And I tell him to go to the store 2 hours later, he goes to the store for me to buy something. So maybe it's considered like I'm doing, so it would be a problem. Only if one person is a Kabbal Shabbos early, only for him is it okay. Because when he's a Kabbal Shabbos, he's only Mekabbal the part of Shabbos that's negated to him. He's not Mekabbal that other people should also not do things on my behalf. But over here, it's Shabbos Mamish. I'm talking about a Friday afternoon, in the middle of my Sukkot, Shabbos. It's not what I'm a Kabbal. Shabbos. And the Melacha is being done, and it's considered like I'm doing the Melacha. So the Chura would be an Isser. However, there's still a way to get out of this problem. And we'll see it's totally in another Machloikas Achorinim. The question is, what is the Isser on Shabbos? Explain. Let's take a dogma. There's an issa to write on Shabbos, an issa ksiva. Is the issa to write, and the time of the issa is Shabbos? It's a little bit of a dakas de gesvara, we'll try and go through it. Is the issa to write, and the time of the issa is Shabbos? That's one way to understand. The other way to understand is there's an issa to do Shabbos writing. In other words, weekday writing and Shabbos writing are two different things. There's an issa to do Shabbos writing. Not that the time of this is Shabbos. When is Shabbos writing? When you write on Shabbos, it's Shabbos writing. And that's also. When you write on the weekday, it's weekday writing, and that's muta. It's not there's an issa to write one day of the week. There's an issa to do melechas Shabbos. There's an issa to do Shabbos building. There's no issa to do weekday building. So weekday I'm allowed to build, and Shabbos I'm not allowed to build, because it's Shabbos building. That's the second way. The first it would be, there's an issa to build one day a week, which day is Shabbos. Two ways to understand what's the melacha. Truth is, this is machloikas between Avnei Nezer and the Chalkas Yoyev, both in Iglital and in Shuvus, long discussion. Let me give you one dogma that they discuss. If I have a candle, there's a Gemara Aloch, everybody knows, if I have a candle with oil, so I'm not allowed to add oil on Shabbos because it's Maver, so I'm not allowed to take out oil because it's Mechaber. If I have, so let's say they discuss the dogma of Mechaber. I have a candle, a lit candle, and if I take out a little bit of oil, so it's a problem that I'm being Mekarev, I'm hurrying up the kibbuy, the putting out of the candle. So it's also, it's an issur mechaber. A mechaber. What will happen if I take out oil, but anyway the candle was going to go out Motzei Shabbos, and it's still going to go out Motzei Shabbos. Now Ross, instead of going out 10 o'clock Motzei Shabbos, it's going to go out 9 o'clock Motzei Shabbos, but it's Motzei Shabbos, anyway going to go out. So I'm not doing over here mechaber on Shabbos. My maisa, the action I'm doing on Shabbos. But the melacha happens in the weekday. So the Chalkas Yoyev says, Zichah, that's also the Issa. Whereas Avnei Nezer says, no. Who said? Maybe that's not also. In other words, the question is like this, L'chura. L'chura, this is the Havana in the question. Is the melacha kibuy, is the problem to put out a candle? And there's one day a week that I'm not allowed to put out the candle. That day is Shabbos. That would be the way the Chalkas Yoyev understood. If so, if I take out the oil on Shabbos, even though it's only going to go out Motzei Shabbos, I'm not putting out a candle on Shabbos. I'm not doing Shabbos kibuy. I'm not doing Melechas Shabbos. I'm not putting out a candle on Shabbos. But I am doing the act of putting out a candle. And when am I doing it? I'm doing it on Shabbos, and that's also. Whereas the Avnezer Mechor understood, no, the Issa is to do Shabbos Nika Kibbuy. Like we said, Shabbos building, Shabbos writing, Shabbos putting a candle. So if the candle doesn't go on Shabbos, I'm not doing an Issa. So, Lechura, the same question is over here. I'm sending somebody to do a Melacha for me in America. So he's doing a Melacha for me, and it's considered like I'm doing a Melacha. But what Melacha is it considered like I'm doing? If you say the problem is that I'm not allowed to do Melacha, what's the time? I'm not allowed to do the Melacha on Shabbos. So then, I'm doing the Melacha, he's doing the Melacha, and it's considered like I'm doing the Melacha. And when am I doing the Melacha on Shabbos? So I'm over in Issa, so I'm not allowed to do it. If ever you say the problem is to do Shabbos Melachas, weekday Melachas Amuta, Shabbos Melachas Aser, what is he doing? He's doing a weekday Melacha. He's doing cooking in the weekday, he's writing in the weekday, he's building in the weekday. And that's not a problem if I do that. I could, in other words, you could, if you have a way to do on Shabbos weekday Melachas Amuta, it's like the case of Avnei Nezer, if you take out the oil on Shabbos from the candle, you're doing on Shabbos weekday Melacha, and that's Muta. What's also is to do Shabbos Melacha. Whereas the Talmud Yehovah says, no, you're not allowed to take out the candle, oil from the candle, because on Shabbos you're doing a melacha. Lechura he learns that it's not that the problem is Shabbos melacha, weekday melacha. The question is, there's one day of the week that you're not allowed to do melacha. You're not allowed to do work, and that day is Shabbos. So if I'm doing weekday melacha on Shabbos, that's the issur. Usually when I do Shabbos, it's Shabbos melacha, but here it's weekday melacha. So lechura it's following on these two things. The time is short. Of another 3 minutes, I want to say quickly two things. One thing is there's still room to be done. So the chur we have is this: if you go with the shita, if you go with the mahalach of the shulchan aruch harav, that there is shlichus, which is also the lashon in the rishonim. Also, the chur there's room to be machmer like that. That there is shlichus. There is a problem of shlichus. So if so, then tell somebody to do something for you in America when for you it's Shabbos, him it's weekday, is a problem. Except that if you go like that in Nezer, then it's Vaita Beseder. If you go like that in Nezer, the problem is only Shabbos Tikka Melacha, not weekday Melacha, then Lechura is still okay. If you go like the Chalkos Yoev, it's still a problem. There's still another Sfarah Lahater. Even according to those who asked her, the question is, what did I tell him to do? Did I tell him to do Melacha for me? When I call him in America, did I tell him to go buy me something and he decided to do it on Shabbos? Or did I tell him to go do it for me on Shabbos? Okay? So there's a Mishnah Melech, which is Mechalek between these two things. Okay, that's another noisa for a diun. For I just want to finish off with a raya and two geshmak rayas that the issa is shlichus. Two geshmak rayas, one from a medrash and one from a gemara. The medrash is an agadata that we say that when Mashiach comes, lasid lavoi, you're going to cut a tein off the tree. The tein is going to scream Shabbos Hayim. It's a medrash rabbi. So the chura, if you say the issa is only in me, that I should rest, it's nothing to do with the te'ina, it's not that the world is supposed to rest, it's that I should rest. So why should the te'ina scream Shabbos Sayyim? It could be stam, the te'ina is trying to watch my Shabbos keeping, but it's nothing to do with him. The whole tree should scream at me for the same price. Yeah? The mashmaos of the medrash is that the te'ina is going to scream is that there's an issa happening with the te'ina. That's one acute mashmaos. There's also a gemara. The gemara in the beginning of Shabbos, everybody knows the gemara, the first Mishnah, it is Shabbos Nayin Shin Arba, that there's a Issa and Shabbos takes something out of Rosh Hashiochet and Rosh Hashirabim. It's called Iksa, right? Everyone's familiar with the Issa. And the first Mishnah says if you do a Chatzim Alocha, if you do an Akira without an Alocha, then you're Potter. Right? If you lift something out from Rosh Hashiochet and stretch it out to Rosh Hashirabim, you don't put it down in the Rosh Hashirabim, rather somebody takes it out of your hand, or vice versa, if you pick something up in Rosh Hashirabim and you bring it into Rosh Hashiochet, but you don't put it, you don't put it down in the Rosh Hashanah, somebody takes it out of your hand and puts it down. So these two, so it's a chatzim melacha, it's only half a melacha and you're potter. That's that melacha. So the Gemara asks, why are you potter? Between the two people, a melacha happened. If you say the issa is that you should rest, what sort of question is this? The melacha happened between the two people. Might not mean if the melacha happened or didn't happen. The question is, did you do a melacha or didn't you do a melacha? The Gemara answers that we learn from a pasuk that only a whole melacha, not half a melacha. From the question of the Gemara, Savida melacha benayu, that between you you've done a melacha, it's mashma that the issa is that the melacha shouldn't happen. Obviously, the yid shouldn't do the melacha, goes it out to, but the issa on the yid is to make sure melacha doesn't happen and not that the yid should rest. Yishukleach. I'm going to go to the house.